Audio Gravity, 12th of August 2009. Good morning to you. It's a beautiful day outside again, as usual. I've been at it twice today. Went to the doctor's, got myself some nasal stuff to get rid of this big clogged up head that I've had for the last couple of months that's making me sound really nasal. First link today is over on Zacuto. Zacuto make these like awesome just little bits of alloy shiny stuff which every geek and nerd in the world goes ooh fancy, and you can basically, you know, get these adapters that you can put on steady. They've got like steady cam adapters and rails for video production cameras, you know, HD cameras, and you stick them on rails so you got all the various bits of kit and your lenses. They just make really custom little pieces really, and one of their things that they've recently bought out, and I think they were actually the first to do it, they bought out the Z Grip iPhone Pro, which is an awesome piece of kit. It's probably a little bit too much for your average iPhone user, iPhone 3GS user who just bought it and just literally bought the phone for the video function of it. I mean, it is good video on the iPhone 3GS, but it's $300 for effectively what is a very custom tripod for that phone. And that's not to say that it won't be supported in the next version of the iPhone, which will be the fourth generation. But I have in the back of my mind it's going to be some kind of unibody kind of phone. Just have visions of it. I do know that the iPod Touch is going to be having video soon, and it'll be an interesting exercise to see what pricing point that goes in at. Anyway, the first thing I wanted to tell you about was the Z Grip iPhone. Junior, which is the same sort of mechanism as the iPhone Pro, but it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of the Pro version with all the adapters for stabilization and turning and pivoting and all sorts of adjustments that you can do with it. It's just a static version with the handle and like a grip which you put the phone in so you can record your video. The cool thing about it is it's only $69, and for the moment they are doing a very special offer where you can, if you order it before the 15th of August, so you have like, you know, 3 or 4 days, you can get a 10%, you get a $10 even instant rebate, bringing your cost to $59, which is pretty awesome. If you look at the Z Grip iPhone Pro though, you'll see that they've just got these hardcore adjusters and adapters, so you can literally, you know, side to side, up and down, pivoting, the whole works. It is probably worth every penny because each one of those adapters, you know, is milled, and you know, I think they have a lifetime warranty, so you can just, if you have any problems with it, you just literally send it back. That's pretty epic. And the best thing about all Zacuto stuff, this Z Grip is literally like a little control which you either flick one way or the other to lock it off. Awesome bits of kit. Next link today is from news.com.au. A beluga whale saves drowning diver as she sank paralyzed by cramp. It just amazes. I know, nothing to do with tech whatsoever, but I just surfed across it and I thought that's an amazing story that I needed to tell people about. Basically, this guy called Yang Yong was taking part in a free diving contest at Polar Land in Harbin, northeast China, where basically you swim to the bottom of a 7 meter pool and stay there for as long as possible without the aid of breathing equipment. Something happened and basically got into trouble, and he was choking and nearly sank to the bottom. For some reason, this beluga whale, who, you know, does knock around with humans. I don't mean knock around as go to the pub and hangs out, but as in is in contact with humans nearly every day, recognized it before any of the health staff or any of the emergency divers did, grabbed the leg of this diver and took the diver all the way up to the top. Just epic, really. You know, here's us killing off wildlife, and there's so much we don't know about it. Next link today is over on the BBC, BBC News. They're doing some heavy distribution through social networks right now. Pretty much everywhere I go looking for stuff, they're there. So they're really utilising social network to get their news articles out there. Microsoft and Nokia form an alliance. Now, this is really strange to me because it's almost like the ugly kid at school hanging out with the guy who had a brand new car bought for him from his father for his 18th birthday. It's just weird. And the only thing I can think of is it's just because of this whole link up to do with, I think it's Yahoo and Microsoft. I think it's Yahoo and Microsoft. I can't remember which ones it is now. But there seems to be a lot of this stuff going, a lot of this merger, a lot of this link up. I can imagine a lot of people, you know, high execs sitting around making out that, you know, that they're worth their money by doing these acquisitions. You know, while there's a bit of a depression, not selling as many units, why don't we just link up with somebody else? It'll create a little bit of noise, a little spin. But I just find it's a bit weird. I don't want to see a Microsoft designed, styled device with Nokia's code in there, or the other way around. That would be awful. I could just imagine like a Nokia phone with this just massive retarded big piece on the bottom. Can you imagine what the advertising, the packaging is going to look like? Microsoft's packaging, but with Nokia's phone. Oh my God. And even then, when it comes down to it, Nokia's started to make really big leaps and bounds into doing eco-friendly boxes, which, you know, props to them. I just find it's a little bit weird. Microsoft and Nokia form alliance. We'll see. I can imagine it's to break into the mobile phone market in America, because they've probably not had as strong a breakthrough as the BlackBerry, which you can sort of understand because the BlackBerry sort of pones everybody on the keyboard stakes for people who like that sort of keyboard anyway. I think the keyboard and the input method is going to be the rule of the roost in the next couple of years anyway. It's going to all come down to the input method. Next link today is a great blog post over on the Wall Street Journal called The 10-Year Century. Just go and read it. Spend a bit of time today having a read on what this blog post is about. I'll give you a quick breakdown about it. A fast shuffle that stacks events that once took place in the course of a lifetime compressed into the duration of a childhood. To understand how this is happening and what it takes to cope, take a look at the underlying forces. That's just part of it. Go and have a read of it. It's a fantastic blog post. And I wish I had a full-time account on the Wall Street Journal. I should get something hooked up there and get it delivered. Maybe they've got an iPhone app I need to check out. Okay, next link today. This is just hardcore. This is just geeks for you. This is over on techiebuzz.com. Know your technology head on. Mount 999 Gmail accounts as local drives. Okay, so Gmail now currently offers you 7.2 gig of storage space. And basically, they've said in the past that you can mount Gmail and use it as a local drive. Now, what's happened is that somebody's invented a little tool, little add-on, which requires you to use a Gmail's drive shell extension called Gmail FS. And you can register loads of different Gmail accounts. And you can load up to 999 Gmail accounts as a drive. So you've got these little, I say little, what's that, 7.2 gig? That's a lot of space. That's a huge amount of space. In fact, if you somebody's going to build an app where you can just, you know, do all your backups to it. You won't need something like Carbonite. You'll just literally have us storing stuff on Gmail. They're going to have to put something together about this. They're not going to be able to do this for long because somebody's going to bring an app out that just does it all completely transparently. They're going to probably be a little bit miffed about all the email addresses, and they'll probably lock that down, so many email addresses per IP maybe. But it's not going to be long before somebody's got that set up. Okay, last link today is youconvertit.com. It's a website where you can convert any file. You can either upload a file or you can convert an online video file. So there might be something from you know, YouTube or Google or Meta Cafe. You just paste the URL in. You can convert it to just an audio file from the video, which is quite useful. Or you can convert it to various video files, and they've got MPEG, Shockwave Flash, Flash Video File, 3GP, all the usual suspects. It's just a really lightweight site if you're out and about and you need to convert some, you know, take the audio out of a video file and send it to somebody, which could be quite useful, and spread it via other means. You've got tools via the web. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.